Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
I'd like to start the meeting with some good news. We've been awarded a contract from SkyCloud Aviation to design seats for their new aircraft. The contract calls for seats that can rotate so travelers can face one another during the flight. SkyCloud has given us a list of other specifications they'd like us to incorporate based on feedback from their customers. I'll pass around the full specifications list now. Let's take a look at it and determine the best way to plan this project.
Number 71. What does the speaker announce? Number 72. According to the speaker, what has SkyCloud Aviation requested? Number 73. What are listeners asked to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Ms. Lee. I'm calling to give you some information about the staffing transition plan, since today is Angelo's last day in the office. As you suggested, Co will be taking over his job responsibilities. I had asked Angelo to train her to create invoices, but there's a team meeting this afternoon, so I decided to meet with her tomorrow and review the invoice process with her myself. Let me know if you or the other department managers have any questions. Bye.
Number 74. Why is the speaker calling? Number 75. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"There's a team meeting this afternoon"?
Number 76. What will the speaker do tomorrow? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following news report.
Good evening. I'm Michelle Yoon for Radio 101.6. In today's business news, we'll talk about innovation in the automobile industry. The Kendris Company, a local manufacturer of automotive parts, has just invented a new type of brakes for cars. These brakes are made from a special lightweight material that cools down more quickly after use, which means these brakes will last much longer than ordinary brakes. Kendris, which was founded just 3 years ago, will demonstrate their new brakes at the annual Innovation Trade Show in August before offering them for sale the following month. From Radio 101.6, I'm Michelle Yoon.
Number 77. What type of business is Kendris? Number 78. According to the speaker, what is special about a new product? Number 79. According to the speaker, what will take place in August? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following instructions.
Good evening. I'm Mark and I'll be your instructor for tonight's beginning pottery class. It's easy to get your clothes dirty here, so please make sure to wear an apron. You can find some at the back of the room. This introductory class runs for 4 weeks. Then you can move on to an intermediate class if you really enjoy pottery. Space is limited, so let me know if you think you might be interested. Okay, To get started, our first project is a basic bowl. Let's take a look at some examples of previous student work to get you inspired.
Number 80. What is available at the back of the room? Number 81. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"Space is limited"?
Number 82. What will the listeners do next? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 read to the following introduction.
Thank you for attending tonight's Frederickstown Business Seminar. I'm excited to introduce our first speaker, Ms. Janet Colthrop. She's the founder of Colthrop Accounting. Her company specializes in international tax preparation and does business in more than 20 countries. Today she'll share some of the strategies she used when she started her firm 10 years ago working from her home. As we've done in previous sessions, if you have questions for our speaker, please write them on the cards provided on your seat. Seminar volunteers will collect these questions throughout the session and then give them to the speaker directly. Without further delay, please help me welcome Janet Colthrop.
Number 83. What industry does Janet Colthrop work in? Number 84. What will Janet Colthrop discuss? Number 85. What does the speaker request that listeners do? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following broadcast.
You're listening to News Around Town from WXB Radio out of Riverdale. City officials have reported that last weekend's fundraising concert at Riverdale Outdoor Theater was a huge success. More than $15,000 was raised to fund the creation of a new city park downtown. Even though the original event was rescheduled due to rain, attendance was higher than expected. The city still needs to raise another $30,000 before construction can begin on the new park. For more information or to make a donation, please visit the Parks Department website.
Number 86. What event took place last weekend? Number 87. Why is the city raising money? Number 88. Why was the event rescheduled? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following tour information.
Okay, the tour bus has stopped at this spot for a very special reason. The spectacular view from this side of the bridge is one of my favorites in the area. Across the river you can see the lovely town of Fremont. Today it's a town known for its delicious local cuisine, but Fremont used to be an important port town where many products were traded. Merchants used to stop in Fremont to buy and sell their goods as they traveled along the river. Next we will stop for lunch at the Fremont Inn before continuing up the river.
Number 89. Why has the tour bus stopped? Number 90. According to the speaker, why is Fremont historically important? Number 91. What will the tour group do next? Question Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following advertisement.
Does your fitness tracker take too much effort to use? Well, not anymore with the Health Monitor, which is worn around your wrist like a watch. With most wearable devices, you have to push a button in the middle of your exercise routine to access your heart rate tracker or to see how many calories you've burned. Who wants to do that? The Health Monitor will automatically display these features on its screen, so you can see this information easily without interrupting your workout. Plus, the price of the Health Monitor has been reduced by 10% for the next month in honor of its debut on the market. So order one now.
Number 92. What is the Health Monitor? Number 93. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"Who wants to do that?"
Number 94. Why are listeners encouraged to act soon? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and schedule.
Hello, everyone. I hope you've enjoyed the sessions so far at this year's Convention on Video Game Development. Our Video Game Association is proud to include many notable presenters today for amateur game developers like you. I have one change to announce for this afternoon. Unfortunately, due to illness, Ms. Naoko Ito can't join us today, so Mr. Jun Lee will substitute for Ms. Ito. He'll give a tutorial on designing platform software that can be used to create many different games. Also, don't forget to submit your feedback forms by the end of the day. All those who turn in forms will automatically be entered in a contest for a tablet computer.
Number 95. Who is the conference intended for? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which session has been changed? Number 97. How can listeners enter a contest? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following instructions and floor plan.
Good morning. I called this staff meeting to discuss the reorganization of our warehouse. On average, each of you spends 5 minutes finding the products you need to complete an order for shipment. But I think we can get that number down by making the most popular items easier to find. Here's a map of the warehouse. I've added some new shelving units between the order station and the employee lounge. That's where we'll place our high-demand products. Now, I'll need some people to help rearrange the inventory. So if you're willing to work a few extra hours, please add your name to the sign-up sheet in my office.
Number 98. Why is a change being made? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Where are the new shelves located? Number 100. What does the speaker say listeners can find in the office? This is the end of the listening test. End of recording.